What's up? Y'all motherfuckers better listen in because I got something to tell y'all right now. And I don't know if y'all are you listening yet? You hear that, Curtis Mayfield? You hear that, Curtis Mayfield?
They hear it.
All right. They hear it. I ain't going to speak on it too much more. Big Sexy, let them know something, please.
Today we're going to talk about hood life.
Yes.
We're going to tell you reasons why the hood is better than your, the suburbs.
Could be better than your suburbs. You may like your suburbs.
Forget hood. I mean, besides the whole security thing and not being afraid of your neighbors, not wondering if you're going to get shot today.
Yeah.
I mean, other than that.
Yeah. Other than
if you get past that.
Yeah.
Then we're going to tell you why the hood is better than
The suburbs.
First things first. Here you go. You ready? This might be one of the most important, if not the most important reason why the hood is better than the suburbs. Mm-hmm. One thing. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Chicken.
Chicken. Okay.
I said it.
Yeah.
Chicken. Okay. Right. If you're in the suburbs, maybe you go to El Pollo Loco. I love El Pollo Loco. El Pollo Loco is dope. I'm not clowning on El Pollo Loco. But I'm saying that's what you got.
Yeah.
Kentucky Fried Chicken, sure. Kentucky Fried Chicken is dope.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't know nothing about no pioneers. You don't know nothing about no churches. And you damn sure don't know nothing about no fucking Popeyes. I said it, bitches. Wait, tell them about that shit. I'm going to get another beer. Go ahead.
All right, look. I'm going to tell you the biggest piece of chicken. And I hate to do this, man, because this is almost damn seems racist. You know what I'm saying? But the biggest piece of chicken I ever eaten, ever in my life, was at Church's, dog. Church's chicken. Popeyes. All our players down south know about Popeyes. It's all in the hood. It's all in the ghettos and all that stuff. But Church's Chicken, you got a lot of Church's Chicken in Pioneer. Pioneer, not so much as it used to be in L.A., but a lot of Church's Chicken. A couple of Popeyes out this way, too. But that's that big-ass, hormone-filled-ass chicken that's probably like, you'll see a breast or a wing that's as big as your kneecap.
Yeah, no, I never knew steroids could taste so good.
Yes.
Yeah, Popeyes chicken.
Eat that plus, purple meat off the bone.
The purple meat. Plus, Popeyes is one of the few places that had spicy chicken.
Yes.
They had that spicy chicken. I remember KFC had that shit for like a minute and a half trying to be like Popeyes, but then they bailed.
And how the fucking Popeyes afford to sell crawfish the way they do?
I know. And the hush puppies and shit.
Man, I might be ready to go over there. And Churches, man, they got the big ass corn. Oh, I want a biscuit. I want a biscuit, bitches.
Fuck the biscuits.
Yeah, we might be in this radio show early and shit.
I'm not a biscuit dude, but yeah.
All right, so, like,
chicken,
okay.
I mean, let's stick with the food.
All right.
Let's stick with the food. I mean, how about this? In the hood.
Say it.
In
say
the
it.
Hood.
I think I know what you're going to say. Say it.
In the hood, here in the Los Angeles area, I mean, you know when you're in a hood when you see a Rally Burger.
You know, hey.
Rally Burger. Rally's is like, they have the fucking seasoned fries.
Oh, man.
And the apple pies.
The apple pie is the shit.
Rally Burger is fucking dope, but you can only find them in the hood.
Yeah, you catch an In-N-Out in a good spot. In-N-Out.
You know you're in a good neighborhood if you've seen an In-N-Out.
Yeah, In-N-Out is a good.
And we love In-N-Out too. Don't get me wrong.
In-N-Out is the shit. Don't get me wrong.
In-N-Out used to pay one of us.
Sometimes you just need to go out there and get a Rally Burger. Sometimes you just know I think need to go out there
greasy
and get
greasy and just like fucking good.
Or no, I got an even better one. Look, what? Only y'all cats in L.A. gonna recognize this, man. What y'all know about Tams?
Tams?
Tams, yes, I
don't even know that shit.
What you know about Tams? Astro Burger?
Oh, Astro Burger and Steve's?
Brawley Hut?
Come on, yeah, that's the Golden Eagle?
Y'all gotta know. Y'all gotta know.
Shit. That's
but
good
Tams?
Shit.
Bobo's?
Bobo's, I know Bobo's.
I'm just saying, dog.
Whataburger?
Ramona's?
Oh.
Come
just
on.
Gave me a boner.
Mm-hmm.
Ramona's. Oh my God.
I'm just. What's
but
up?
Yeah, but how about Wendy's too?
Wendy's.
Dude. Wendy's is like a big corporation, you know.
Yeah, and
maybe they're on the lower end, but you know, Wendy's. I mean, I only know of like two Wendy's in my life.
Yeah.
The history of my life, traveling and going anywhere, I've only seen two Wendy's in my life.
Never seen a White Castle. Never seen a Sonic.
I've never seen a White Castle. No, Hardee's.
Yeah, never seen that shit either.
Shit doesn't exist in my life.
Yeah,
but I've only seen two Wendy's too. So shit.
Mm-hmm.
Wendy's comes with this fucking crazy ass burger too in the commercials.
Oh, Wendy's is the shit. I just had a mushroom burger.
Oh, that shit was badass. I remember that shit.
But you know, bacon. All right. So,
yeah.
Are we just gonna talk about the food or what else?
I mean,
talk about?
The food is. I mean, compared to the way the suburbs are, I'm not going to go sit down in those sushi restaurants.
Oh, fuck that. Come on, man.
I want a burger. I want some seasoned fries from Rally's. Yeah. I want a burrito from Ramona's. Oh,
yes, shit. Yes, yes.
I mean, come on. That's life right there.
Now, let's talk about some other stuff too, man. And I'm going to say this. I'm going to just say this, man. As much as we hate y'all for... I don't say hate y'all. No, but let's be real. Don't
not specifically white people, but I mean
people in general.
Yeah, what he was trying to say. Was, yeah, like,
yeah. Everybody want to open up a liquor store in the hood. I'm gonna tell you.
I
like
swear
this.
To God, I wrote that shit down. That's a dope thing about the hood.
That's
there's a liquor store in
hood.
Every corner.
That's the dope thing about the hood. But let's be real. You know, throw one in the suburb. You know what I'm saying? Throw one in the suburb. Y'all know y'all don't want to. Y'all gotta, but y'all really want to. Y'all get from Albertsons.
We both live in whiter neighborhoods than.
But we still there's a.
That we grew up in. We grew up in some darker neighborhoods.
Oh yeah, yeah. But there's still a liquor store.
We migrated.
Oh dog, but there's still liquor stores at least
in the hood. Yeah.
Yeah.
In the hood is crazy, but I mean, it's kind of, it's not a bad thing.
No, it really
as much as we drink now. Come on.
No, you know what I'm gonna tell you. It might be a little bit only because y'all know damn well, man. Like y'all been to a liquor store in the hood, and y'all been to a liquor store somewhere else, and y'all know one thing: a liquor store in somewhere else is not really called a liquor store as much as it's called maybe a mart.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Convenience store.
Yeah,
it's a convenience store. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And you go to a liquor store in the hood, and next thing you
there's
know,
a Korean
you're
Korean dude with bulletproof glass.
Yep, exactly. Selling lottery tickets.
He's watching you.
Yeah. So you know. Yeah,
that's true.
So all right, but liquor.
You just made me sad.
Whatever, dog. Whatever.
Shit. How about this? The hood compared to, let's say, if you're a weed smoking dude, do you know how easy it is to find weed in the hood?
Oh, shit.
Weed
is
so easily
every corner.
If you wanted some weed, I don't smoke weed. I don't smoke weed.
Whatever, dog.
I don't smoke weed, but I'm just saying. If you did.
Yeah.
If you did.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I feel you.
No, I mean, I'm saying if you did, you can just go to your next door neighbor, like,
knock on the door. Hey, what up?
What's up on that 20 sack?
I need about at least 20 right now. At least. And look,
how much
let me
you
ask
need?
You one
Shit.
Question, man. How many rib? And I'm not talking about Chicago ribs. How many smoke rib joints do you find anywhere other than the hood, dog?
I swear to God, right now.
From a barrel.
I swear to God to you, right now. We go looking, see over there, I'm pointing over there. There's a drawer over there. Mm-hmm. There's at least three menus for rib places.
I'm saying, man.
Swear to God, there's at least three menus. I don't live in the hood anymore, but I swear to God, we'll drive to go get that shit, though. JB's Barbecue and Gardena,
Worth every bit of it. Rib joints.
JB's, go if you're in Gardena.
And I'm going to take it a little bit there culturally, racially, whatever y'all want to say. You know
you?
What
no.
Yeah, well, you
stop
know.
It.
A haircut. You know what I'm saying? A black man.
The barbershop.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's the shit.
A black man trying to get a
Fantastic,
decent haircut.
Fantastic Sam's versus the
yeah,
barbershop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not happening, yeah. Dog. You will never see your boy Skeet in the Fantastic Sam's.
Yeah, that's,
and that's not just me. You can go out there.
Super
you might,
cuts.
Yeah, you might catch somebody else out there, but you ain't going to catch me in a Fantastic Sam's. Because I know if I open up that book, you feel me? I open up their haircut book. I'm gonna be like, oh.
Hey, I'm gonna be honest. I used to get my haircut at Fantastic Sam's.
Not me, brother. Not
when
me.
I was a little kid, I did.
No, there was I one right up that haircut book. House. I open up that haircut book. I'll be like, man, you know what? Y'all got more pages in this bitch. Y'all got, you know what I'm saying? Shit. So the barbershop, that's a big one. That's a good one.
Because I mean, even besides the actual haircut you're getting. You're getting
game knowledge.
Yeah, exactly.
You get to know.
I remember the first time I ever seen a Playboy was in a barbershop.
Dog, I'm just man for real.
Yeah.
All right, now here's the next one too, man. Here's the next one, man. I'm gonna just.
I got
say
one
this.
For you. Hold on, I got one for you. This is a big one that's going on right now, November 15th, 2008. No bushfires in the hood.
That is the shit
in California right now. As of November 15th, 2008, go look at the news. California is on fire. But guess what? There are no flames in the hood.
That's real.
I mean, no, you know, I'm lying. There might be some flames in the hood, but they're barbecuing.
Yeah, that's real.
They're barbecuing
real.
Some ribs and some burgers and shit.
We got our flames out there real quick, and that was in 1992.
Yeah. Might have been self-inflicted, but whatever.
Mm-hmm. But
yeah,
all right,
there's no bushfires. There's no fucking bushes. There's no brush fires. None of that shit happens in the hood.
All right, I'm going to tell you something else. I got one for you. Knockoffs. Knockoffs of anything. What do you want to buy?
That's good.
I want a Chanel. I want a Chanel. Some Chanel glasses.
The bootleg. The CDs and shit.
Yeah, that shit, dog. All that.
Dog, when was the last time you were in indoor swap meet?
Oh, please, come on. I'm looking at the tank top I got on right now. I'm trying to wonder, did I buy this one at an indoor swap meet? Yes, your boy Ski just chilling, doing a radio show in the tank top.
I used to get 98% of everything I owned from the indoor swap meet in Gardena.
Yeah, your boy Ski going down to Pedro, doing a little bit of something over there at swap meets.
You get some quality shit for cheap. What? Or quality enough. I mean, come on.
I'm going to tell you what was big to me growing up as a young man in the 80s. And all you cats in L.A. can relate to this. I don't know about everybody else around the world. But in L.A., all them cats, young cats, man. And I told somebody this coming from out of town, man. Back in the day, man, you had to read graffiti better than you knew how to read street signs.
Yeah.
You had to know whose hood you was walking into when you was on your way to school, on your way to a friend's house. So you had to look at the sign. Damn what the signs said, you on such and such street.
Yeah.
If the graffiti said you was on so-and-so's block, you had to know better, and you had to know what to wear.
You better check your outfit. Yeah.
You had to know what to wear and say, okay, all right, I can't wear blue on this block. I can't wear red on this block. I shouldn't be wearing a Raiders starter jacket on this block.
Yeah, put my King shit away, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's that real. It's that
my
real.
Leave my BKs at the house.
Exactly, exactly. And I'm going to tell you another thing. Cops.
Cops are different in the hood. But that's not a good thing, though. Like, we shouldn't even talk about that, because that'll go somewhere.
Yeah,
cops are not the same as they are cops, in suburbs, though.
Cops and suburbs and cops.
That's different. That's a whole topic right there. Mm-hmm. That's a whole racial profiling topic.
Yeah.
We've been there.
You could have the coolest white dude in the world. You can have the coolest white dude.
He's got
to
be white.
Yeah. Come on. You can have the coolest white dude in the world. He can know, like, 20 million black folks. But when he's in the hood, he's a different dude. He's got a different personality, a different mindset, because he's thinking like, man, I got to be on my toes.
He's scared, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you don't hate him, because that's the nature of the game, dog. That's the nature of the game. It just is what it is.
Yeah.
But the dude, he's this is the perfect music for me to tell this right now, you know. And then
are you really gonna hate the black girls?
No. But you know, for you white dudes that clinch up when y'all go to the hood. Do y'all ever think a black dude might clinch up when he hits the suburbs?
That's real. Not a lot of people think about that.
They don't. They like
check and see if your door's locked.
Mm-hmm. For y'all white dudes that drive in the hood and be like, wow, hold on now. Where's the freeway?
You know what?
The freeway?
Really quick, a little side note. I remember one time I described to a girl where I was from because she didn't know where I was from. I told her, yeah, I'm from Gardena. She's like, what's that? It's like, okay, when you drive that way. And when all of a sudden you realize you want to check to see if your door is locked, you're almost there. Yes. I told some chick that one time. She's like, oh, okay. She understood what I was saying.
That's dope, dog. That's dope. Yeah.
You know, white girl, whatever.
Yeah, man. I knew a white girl, man. And look, man, God bless her heart, dog. God bless her heart. All right. Y'all know. Oh, man. God bless this girl, dog. All right. She was real cool. Y'all going to see a softer side of Skeet. All right. She was real cool. But I'm going to just tell y'all, and this is not a public service announcement to say don't date black guys, because I'll do you right, girl. I'll do you right. But like this chick, I knew her. I met her on Crenshaw. If you ain't never.
Shocking.
Yeah. If you ain't never.
If you don't know about Crenshaw, watch a John Singleton movie.
Yeah, Boys in the Hood, where the guy pulls out the gun and starts letting off on Crenshaw. But Crenshaw was a place where cats like me would go during the summer and try and meet girls.
The summer? Don't you mean last Saturday?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Me and you were on Crenshaw.
That's
a long story, though. Never mind.
But, all right, so your boy Skeet's on Crenshaw, and I see this Camaro pull up, and this girl's honking. And then, I run up to the car, and my buddy runs over to the other car. He grabs the passenger side window. I grab the driver's side window. And it's a white girl on Crenshaw. And I'm like, oh, hey, what's up? You know what I mean? Like, hey.
Fake it to make it, people.
Yeah, you know, hey, hey. So
fake
I'm like,
to make it.
I'm looking at her like, hey,
fake it to suck it.
Like, you know where you at right now, right? Yeah, I know where I'm at. This was years ago, too. This wasn't like Barack Obama years. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I didn't remember this. Go ahead.
This was a while back.
This wasn't Barack Obama years.
Yeah, this wasn't Barack Obama years.
We weren't in office yet.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? This wasn't when it was cool. You know what I'm saying?
Was it cool to be black yet?
Yeah, well, you know what I'm saying? You know, if her parents knew she was on the Shaws, you know, they would have hemmed her up. So I'm like, hey, you know where you at? Ghetto, yeah.
She would have hemmed her up.
Hey, that's a, am I lying? Am I lying?
You're not.
You somebody white parents and your daughter on the Shaw.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, hey. They made a movie on, they made a couple movies on the Shaw now. So this chick is on the Shaw. She's like, and I'm like, hey, you know, you out here. What's, you know, hey, you good? You good? Like, yeah. How,
do you hate your daddy that much?
Yeah. She's like, well, long story short.
Were you raped?
Long story short. And
I'm sorry,
you know.
I'm sorry.
Like I said, God bless her heart, dog. God bless her heart. You know, Skeet's not an evil dude. I'm like, you know, talking to her, you know, being nice to her, you know. Talking like, yeah, you know, let's hang out sometime, whatever. We go hang out at, like, the local, like, you know, I don't know if y'all call it, like, a golf and stuff. We called it, what was that shit off the freeway? The Malibu Castle.
No, you know, yeah, that was the shit.
We had a little Malibu.
You got
castle.
That in the suburbs. Yeah. You got real golf courses.
Yeah, we had like a little fake golf course.
Oh, I used to love that place.
Miniature golf.
Right off the fucking freeway. I remember.
Yeah. You know,
place.
A place is ghetto when it's right off the freeway. Yeah, but you know,
yeah. So we had an extra tall sign so you can see it on the freeway.
Yeah. And then it closed down like 2 years later or whatever.
Yeah.
Because not enough people went. But you know, grass is all growing over the balls and shit when you're trying to hit it. But you know. Everything's brown, no green grass.
Yeah. And it's fake grass.
Yeah,
fake
exactly.
Grass still got brown. Yeah. Yeah, I remember that shit.
But you know, it's like you know. So we go chill or whatever. Then I go down there to what you call it to go deal with, to go chill with her at like where she lived at. And then that's when I really got an idea where she was coming from. I was like, man, I go way down there, and she's living like in a valley. Some one of the places that's burning right now today, wherever the hell we are. It's burning, like, you know.
No brush fire.
Yeah, somewhere in the valley or whatever. Like I said, and I say, you know, she's cool, folks. She's cool, folks. But the reason I'm telling the story.
I'm looking for your reason, actually.
This chick got shot, dog.
What?
This chick got shot.
I didn't see that coming.
I'm sorry.
Neither did you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. This chick got shot. And I'm not, and don't let that scare y'all off, white girls from black men. Don't let that scare y'all off.
Oh, you just fucked yourself. You just fucked yourself.
Whatever, dog. But this is LA.
That's funny, though.
This is LA. Whatever. I'm sorry. So, anyway, she gets shot, but she survived. Somebody carjacked her. So I'm like, oh,
what kind of car is she driving? Camaro?
The Camaro, dog. Oh, she had a Camaro. Yeah.
That's what she gets.
Her folks had a Navigator. This was like in 96. Folks had a Navigator, nice Navigator. And she had like a Protege. She had like a little whatever. She had like three cars. And they jacked her. And I was like, oh, wow. But I told her to be careful,
but
man.
But she lived, though?
Oh, yeah, she did.
So she had the street cred like a motherfucker there.
Oh, yeah. Dude got her right in the leg. Got her right in the leg trying to get in her car. Got her right in the
what
leg.
What kind of a pussy-ass carjacker shoots somebody in the leg?
Dog. Hey.
That's embarrassing.
Hey. But like I said, don't let that turn y'all off, white girls from black dudes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As
opposed to everything else you've heard.
Yeah, exactly. when you're like, all right, I really need to go to the hood and go get one. You remember, you can find you a Barack Obama in the
hood.
You can find a diamond in the rough,
dog.
No,
you can't. You cannot find Barack Obama in the hood. Stop it. Just because he's black, stop it. No, what I want to tell you, though, overall, generalization.
You can find a skeet. You can find a couple skeets. You can find a couple skeets.
Yeah. Let me tell you this, though. Overall, generalization, girls who are in the hood give it up more than girls in the suburbs.
Oh, yeah, because they're not sheltered.
Yeah, the hood girls, they don't have a daddy.
Yeah, they're not sheltered,
they're looking
dog.
For that man love. Let them.
Nah, man, but, you know, you can't diss them, dog. It's
I'm
just
not
that
dissing
them
at all. I'm just saying, as far as from our perspective, you know,
they grew up,
if they're giving them somebody.
Yeah, they grew up a little different. All them chicks out there that's like, I'm going to save it for marriage. Like, they're ideal.
Those bitches are not in the hood.
Yeah. Those bitches.
They're not. And I'm not trying to clown that.
No. But those are the bitches. They like, all right, you know what? Like, they see their parents together. They see all that shit. They like, all right. They could never imagine themselves prostituting themselves for money. They're like, all right, I can't imagine that. That's crazy. I can't imagine
that.
But then, you know, you run into another chick that's in the hood, and she's like, all right, she didn't grow up with daddy. She grew up, her best homegirl, she may not even have kids, but her best homegirl got like three of them, and that bitch is like 20.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, like, everybody know the score already before the game is even played.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But then, you know, she comes with all that baggage, too, though.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever. You know, come on. You've heard a lot of reasons why the hood is way better than the suburbs.
I'm going to just tell you like this. Personally, We haven't given a lot of reasons. We just talked a little bit more about the hood, but I'll just say like this. Personally, when I go to the suburbs, suburbs is quiet, cool. If I was into meth, I'm sure I could get a good amount of it.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm sure that, you know, like, I'm trying to think of other things. A lot of people in the suburbs usually go to the hood to go pick up some shit. And let's not front like that shit don't happen.
Yeah.
People in the suburbs.
That's what I said. If you need some weed, you're going to the hood.
Yeah, people in the suburbs, and that's not.
But all the people who are in the hood, if they need some meth, they're going to the suburbs.
But how many people are hooked on meth in the hood?
True. That's true.
So, you know, I'm just saying, let's keep it real, man. Let's just come together.
Yeah, it's all good.
Come together.
It's all good. All right. Whatever.
All right, y'all know where we coming from. All right. Next time around, but this time around, we're talking about porn. And what kind of porn?
The only kind of porn that you can get at adamandeve.com. All that other porn that you find on the internet is gay.
Yes, it is.
It's weak. It's whack. It is not getting you as hard as you need to be.
Yeah, you ever want to be rock hard solid? You want to go to adamandeve.com.
If you really want to jack off.
Sunday. When you want to get your jack off on.
If you really want to bust a nut.
If you really. This shit right here.
You're going to adamandeve.com. And you're putting in promo code
THEBUSH.
You're getting 50% off of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Toys, movies, games.
Lube.
Lingerie, condoms.
Lube.
Fucking everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Shit is, all you cats out there wearing the Skinny Man Specials Trojan Slash number 5.
Teeny Weenies. Do what you gotta do.
Yeah.
Hey, dude. Nick,
but do it safe.
Do it safe and do it at adamandeve.com.
Right. That's where Big Sexy gets all his butt plugs.
Yeah.